This I Believe. During the late 1930s in Germany, Dr. Hugo Gabriel, who had written a play condemning religious persecution, was warned by a friend that the Nazis had marked him for destruction. At first he despaired, but then, following the commands of an inner voice, he wrote to President Roosevelt, begging for help. The letter was answered, and Hugo Gabriel was admitted to the United States, where he has become a devoted and productive citizen. This is his creed.
Many people believe that whereas it is exceedingly difficult to find an absolutely valid, rational answer to our perennial question as to the why and wherefore of this world, the quest for truth should be abandoned altogether as a foolish whim leading us nowhere. And since these doubters believe that no mortal man can ever fathom the ultimate meaning of the universe, they argue they don't care either whether their own lives have meaning or not. I believe that in such a situation of apparent waylessness, in which the searching mind may find itself, one should arrive exactly at the opposite conclusion. By this I mean that for the sake of my human dignity, I am all the more under the solemn obligation to carve out meaning for my own life. I must contribute my very personal share to the sum total of meaning in this world, as mysterious as this world may ever be. I cannot merely sit smugly in the seat of the scornful and apply my critical faculties just to find out that this world is no good, and that therefore I don't care basically what happens to the world, to my fellow men, and to my own life. Rather must I be an active creator. And in this endeavor I cannot depend on the actions of others first, not even on those of God, the ultimate creator. If this world morally and religiously so often seems to be such a dark, inescapable, and horrid jungle, I must ask myself, what have I done to make it a worthier place to live in? If there is misery, what have I done to reduce misery? If there is hunger, what have I done to still hunger? If there are tears, what have I done to quench tears? If there is suffering of innocent hearts, what have I done to transform their suffering into joy and beauty? If there is misunderstanding, hatred, strife and warfare, what have I done to transform these into understanding and goodwill, into peace and love? What have I accomplished to bring God nearer to this godless world of ours, where evil still so frequently triumphs over good, where senselessness still so frequently triumphs over meaningfulness? I believe psychological and practical experience alike teaches us that men of great faith, of indomitable conviction, of a heroic belief in the meaningfulness of life, as a rule accomplish deeds and works of a higher and more lasting value than the skeptic, the sophisticated nihilist. Creative life simply does not seem possible without a mighty current of faith and vision. This I believe, therefore, that I must contribute my creative share. I must work and strive while the day gives me a chance. When the night comes, my chance to contribute to meaning is gone. Here, too, I must realize that our earthly span is all too short. Now is the acceptable time in the fight for meaning. I do not come this earthly trail through time and space twice. I may not wait.
That was Dr. Hugo Gabriel, a German refugee scholar and teacher who now makes his home in Redondo Beach, California.